For today's homily, I invite all of the children to come forward to the center. Come with me, and I'm going to give you guys a special homily up there. All right. So this is my first time giving you guys a homily just for you, and we're going to let your parents and grandparents and all of the adults listen in as well, but this one is especially for you, okay? So I want to start off with something. There was a man from our parish this past week. He put a little quiz to me, and he said to me, "Father, you know, sometimes when I think of the church, and I know it's called St. Elizabeth Church, but he says, I think of it as CVS. CVS. Do you guys know what CVS is? It's a store, right? It's like right around the corner, and that's where I get my cough medicine, my cough drops, right? But that's not what he meant. He said, he looked at me, and had this kind of little smile on his face. He goes, "Well, try to figure it out." So it's like, Catholic, volunteer services, right? I mean, you know what he said it was? But I did figure it out. Anyone figure it out? See? No, oh, that's a good one, but no, not that. You know what he said? Carlos, Vincent, and Stephen. Whose names are those? Right? The priest, right? The three priests here. And if we put in Deacon Andy, it would be CVSA or something like that, right? But CVS, he said to me, that's what I think of the church. I said, oh, wow, that's a really good little riddle. But today, and I thought it was very funny that he said it to me this week, because on today's feast day, the Feast of the Epiphany, we usually think of three letters. If you guys ever get to go the chance to go to Europe and Germany and other countries in Spain, they have this really neat thing that they do on this day. The parents and the children all get a piece of chalk, and they go to the front door of their house, and above the door of the house, they write in a piece of chalk. Do you guys do this at home? No? Okay, you can ask your parents' permission, right? Afterwards, and you go back. They get a piece of white chalk, and they write above the door 2018, or whatever year it is, but they separate the numbers, and in the middle, they put three letters. CMB. CMB. 2018. And I was like, well, what does that mean? No, well, you guys, you can guess a lot of things, right? What it means there. But they're the names, what tradition tells us, the names of the three kings. Caspar, Melchior, and Balthazar. Okay? Sounds like three really strange names. Now, we don't know if that's really their names, because the Bible doesn't tell us that those are their names. But we know that they brought these gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. So all throughout the years, the people decided, well, we have to give them names. And they said they all came from different places. So Caspar came from Asia, and Caspar brought gold. Melchior came from Europe and brought myrrh. And the last guy, he's the one I chose here because he was the one nearest to me, his name was Balthazar, and he came from Africa. And what did he bring with him? Frankincense. Very good, right? Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And this is what he brought with him, right? Balthazar brought that with him. And so on this feast day, we celebrate, just like when you guys go to a birthday party. If you're going to someone's birthday party, like if you guys came to my birthday party next summer, right? What would you bring? Right? You bring a present, right? You bring a gift, right? Well, kind of to celebrate Jesus' birthday, right? They all went and they brought him gifts. And they brought these gifts to the baby Jesus. And they wanted to give them to them. And that's what we're celebrating today. And in many countries around the world, this is the day when people get their Christmas presents. They don't get them on Christmas Day. Santa doesn't go there on Christmas Day, right? They get them later on this day, January 6th or January 7th. So we're celebrating that, right? But there's another reason, CMB. Now you guys don't know Latin yet, but I'm sure you'll learn it when you're in high school or college, right? The letter CMB is Christus Mansionem Benedicat. And if you were to translate it, you would say, may Christ bless this house, right? It's exactly the translation you would make, right? May Christ bless this house. So people on this day, they write above their doors, may Christ bless this house. And they ask Christ to come into their house, and Christ always be there with them. And just this past week, there were two different families who asked me to bless their homes, right? So I went there with the holy water, we said a little blessing. It's a very beautiful thing to do. We ask Christ to always be in that house, to always be a guide to everyone who lives there, and that he may bless that house with peace, joy and love and harmony and all those things. So that's what we're doing on this feast day, right? And we're called to be, just like the three wise men, called to be people who bring gifts to other people. So now, I want you to think about it. We want Christ to bless your house, right? Right? We want Christ to bless us, so we ask Christ to bless our house. But can you guys also bless your house? Yeah, you can. Right? You know how you can bless your house, and your parents would be very grateful for this. You could bless your house by giving your parents three gifts. Right? They don't want gold. Well, maybe they do want gold, but you can't give them gold because you don't have it, right? They don't want gold. They don't want frankincense. They don't want myrrh. They wouldn't know what to do with it. I wouldn't know what to do with it. But you guys can give three gifts to your parents today, three gifts to your brothers and sisters. So just think of the wise men. I want you to think of those three gifts. And these are the gifts I want you to bring when you go home today. Peace. Bring the gift of peace to your home, which means what? What would the gift of peace mean? Not fighting with each other, right? Bring the gift of peace to your home, right? Not being mean to each other. The gift of joy, right? Doing the things with a big smile on your face and helping out in the house, right? And finally, the gift of love. Peace, joy, and love. Each one of you, even if you don't say, well, I have no money, I can't buy a present, those presents don't need any money. They're truly priceless, right? And so today, in honor of the three kings who gave their presents to Jesus, I want you guys to go home and all throughout the day think, I want to give those gifts everyone in my house, so that Christ could truly bless our house with peace, joy, and love. Do you guys accept this mission? Okay, you can go back to your place.